to the program and to Orlando. Of course, Shelvin signed that 2-year deal with the Orlando Magic earlier this week. Shelvin, welcome to Orlando. Thanks for joining us, bud. Appreciate it.
No problem. No, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So for Magic fans, Shelvin, wondering, what does Shelvin Mack bring to the Orlando Magic next season? What would the answer be, Shelvin?
I'd say leadership. Hmm. I'm a confident player. I'm one of the few players I feel like in the NBA that can communicate what guys went through 15. And also, I'm a committed process. I'm willing to bring all that to the team and just continue to grind day in and day out, and hopefully it can lead to some wins.
Love that you said you're a leader. Love the leadership thing, because this team, I do believe, over the last 5 years has been void of leadership. But this is going to be, what, your fifth NBA team in 6 years, Shelvin? Is that correct? Something like that.
Four.
Okay.
Yeah, four.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you've had a lot of zip codes to remember in your career so far. Do you think Orlando, may be at least a semi-permanent home for you with that 2-year deal, Shelvin?
Yeah, I feel like it's a great fit. Like I said, I feel like the quality that I bring, is definitely going to help the team out a lot. And I'm just excited and ready to get going.
New Magic point guard Shelvin Mack here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. You played in Utah last year with your college teammate, Gordon Hayward. I know you have to be happy for Gordon, who got that whopper of a deal in Boston playing for your old college coach there in Brad Stevens in Boston. What's your take on what Gordon did last week?
I feel like it was the right decision for him. He took the time with his family to go over it, not only the past week, but since the season ended, and he felt like that's the right situation to put him in success, make him in the right situation where he can be successful in the playoffs, make a deep run.
Sure. Yeah, Brad Stevens, I know you played for Brad Stevens there at Butler. What Shelvin, what makes him such a good coach? Because when I watched the Boston Celtics play, there is a pinpoint accuracy about that team, especially offensively, that you don't normally see in this league. What makes Coach Stevens such a good coach?
He adapts to his players. I feel like a lot of coaches, they want to run their system. If their system doesn't work, they don't adapt to their players. But he does a great job of to adapting what he has. He had a lot of small guards this past year. He used them to his advantage. Put them all out there on the court. Wasn't worried about a three-man being 6'8". That's going to play his best players. And it works out for him. He put him in a position to be successful. And I think players like to play for coaches like that.
Sure. Yeah. And you know what? Brad Stevens, to me, he kind of reminds me of Frank Vogel or vice versa. Your new coach here in Orlando, Shelvin, are you looking forward to playing for Coach Vogel here in O-Town?
Yeah, definitely looking forward. When I was in college, I used to watch the Pacers games a lot, then also playing against them a lot. So I'm very familiar with his style. At Atlanta, we played him a few times in the playoffs. So I'm very familiar with his style. He's a great X and O coach, and he demands a lot of you, and that's what I kind of need.
Yeah, well, I think every player needs that. We are speaking with Shelvin Mack, new point guard for the Orlando Magic here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. As you well know, it's been a rough 5 years with the Magic here, Shelvin. I don't have to tell you, 29 wins last year. You missed the playoffs for the fifth straight year. GM was fired, but now you have new leadership at the top, a new direction. There is a new vibe to this team and to this franchise. Can this team, Shelvin, make that next quantum leap next year and possibly make the postseason?
I think so. Whenever you have a young group of guys who's committed to playing together and work hard as a team, I think the sky's the limit. That's the biggest thing, just coming in, just working hard together, play each and every game. There's something on the line. It's kind of tough to do through an 82-game season, but being young, and I feel like I have the leadership that I could try to get the best out of each and everybody each and every night to give us a chance to get some wins and make it to the playoffs. But the way the team is set up, I feel like it's a great opportunity. It reminds me of the old team I was in Atlanta when DeMarre Curl and Paul first and them got there. Just a lot of young guys is hungry to get to it.
What about Elfrid Payton? He will share responsibilities with you at that point guard position. He's been the predominant starter over the last 3 years. I know you've played against Elfrid a time or two in your career, Shelvin. What's your take on Elfrid Payton and his game?
The sky's the limit. You know, he's great at attacking, getting to the paint, and playing defense. There's a few things I think I could help him out. Just teaching him this play recognition, understand, clock management. And I feel like once he can, get all of that down, he's gonna be a point guard to reckon with.
Final question. We'll let you go, Shelvin Mack. You've got to be looking forward to getting back in the Eastern Conference, man. The West, that is a gauntlet. It was last year when you were playing with Utah. Now it's that much more of a gauntlet. You have to be sort of looking forward to get back to the East, don't you?
I'm looking forward. My family's on the East Coast, but it's the NBA. There's a lot of great players in the Eastern Conference as well as the Western. And just, the teams have seemed really, really stacked up on paper, but everyone's pros. Everyone gets paid, so it's really not a night off.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Shelvin, it's a pleasure to talk to you, my man. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your 2-year deal here in Orlando, and we'll talk to you on down the road, all right?
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.